Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the verbs buscar and levar. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to focus on two very important and daily verbs, buscar and levar. Let's have a closer look at the verb buscar first. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this verb, buscar. Let's learn it. Let's learn how do we spell it. Como se escreve buscar? B-U-S-C-A-R. Buscar. This verb doesn't work exactly like the other verbs in Portuguese, as nowadays this verb is rarely used on its own. The verb evolved from the idea of looking for something or search, as it is still normally used in Spanish, to the idea of pick up something or someone. So what we can see with this verb is that there was this evolution of meaning and also the way we use it. So instead of using it on its own, instead of conjugating it as we do with every other verbs, we use it along with the verbs ir and vir. There is, although, one context where we still use it on its own. It's when we use the imperative, and if we're talking normally to a dog, not a person, and if you want to say fetch, then you can talk to your dog, and speaking to your dog, you can actually use the verb on its own, saying busca, busca. That would be the imperative form on the informal you, tu. But apart from that, nowadays it's really not common to use it on its own. So we don't conjugate it anymore. We use it along with the verbs ir and vir. And we conjugate the verbs ir and vir, not the verb buscar. So the idea of ir buscar is the idea of going to pick up, to collect someone or to get something. So it could be about people or things. So how do we do it exactly? If you want to conjugate it along with the verb ir in the present tense, what we should do is to conjugate the verb ir in the present tense and then just add the infinitive of the verb buscar, the infinitive form, the same one, buscar. So we should say, eu vou buscar. Tu vais buscar. Você vai buscar. Ele vai buscar. Ela vai buscar. Nós vamos buscar. Vocês vão buscar. Eles vão buscar. Elas vão buscar. So basically, what you need to do is to conjugate the verb ir in the present tense, if you're using it in the present tense, and then just add the infinitive form buscar. We could do it again. If you want to do it with me. Eu vou buscar. Tu vais buscar. Você vai buscar. Ele vai buscar. Ela vai buscar. Nós vamos buscar. Vocês vão buscar. Eles vão buscar. Elas vão buscar. Now let's see exactly how we can use this verb in some particular contexts. Everyone sometimes needs to go to pick up someone somewhere. For instance, if you want to say, I'm going to pick up my children from school, this is an ideal situation to use the verb buscar, along, of course, with the verb ir, as we've just learned it. So I'm going to pick up my children from school. Eu vou buscar os meus filhos, my children, os meus filhos, à escola. Eu vou buscar os meus filhos à escola. If you want to drop eu, not a problem. We can start with the verb. Vou buscar os meus filhos à escola. Let's think about another example. For instance, they're going to pick up their friends at the airport. That happens often too, right? Or at the station, or bus station, train station. So if you want to say that, they are going to pick up their friends at the airport. In this case, we can drop the possessive there. It's understood. So we'll make it simple, and instead of saying their friends, let's just say the friends, os amigos. So they are going to pick up their friends at the airport. Eles vão buscar os amigos ao aeroporto. Eles vão buscar os amigos ao aeroporto. Eles vão buscar os amigos ao aeroporto. So, as I said, we can use it with people, but also with things. So, in case you wanted to say something like, he's going to get the cake from the bakery. So, not a person this time, but something. Collect or getting something from somewhere. Again, we can use this structure with ir buscar. So, he's going to get the cake from the bakery. Ele vai buscar o bolo à pastelaria. Ele vai buscar o bolo à pastelaria. For bakery, instead of trying to read all the syllables there, instead of trying to say pastelaria, that sounds a bit artificial, we can just drop that E we have there in the middle and say, well, and I'm talking about the English E, Portuguese E, and say pastelaria. Ele vai buscar o bolo à pastelaria. Okay, so don't forget, we use buscar along with the verb ir. And we did a few examples in the present tense. Eu vou buscar os meus filhos à escola. Eles vão buscar os amigos ao aeroporto. Ele vai buscar o bolo à pastelaria. But we can also use this verb, buscar, along with the verb vir, which is basically the same thing, but this time in the other sense. Instead of going to pick up or collect someone or to get something, you're coming to do that. To pick up, to collect someone or to get something. So, same idea, same structure. But instead of conjugating the verb ir, this time we need to conjugate the verb vir. So let's try to do that first. Ir and vir, they're both very irregular verbs in Portuguese. And sometimes vir seems even harder than vir. Sorry, I meant the opposite. I wanted to say sometimes vir, it's even harder than ir. But I have a trick for you. Try to relate the verb vir with the verb ter. I know they seem completely different at first, but if you look closely, you will see that in general, they have very similar endings. And that could be a good way for you to remember vir in the future. So let's do the structure vir buscar in the present tense. You can repeat after me. Vir buscar. Eu venho buscar. Tu vens buscar. Você vem buscar. Ele vem buscar. Ela vem buscar. Nós vimos buscar. Vocês vêm buscar. Eles vêm buscar. Elas vêm buscar. Let's do it again, this time slightly quicker. Vamos repetir um pouco mais rápido. Eu venho buscar. Tu vens buscar. Você vem buscar. Ele vem buscar. Ela vem buscar. Nós vimos buscar. Vocês vêm buscar. Eles vêm buscar. Elas vêm buscar. Okay, so this vir buscar, it's basically the same idea of ir buscar, but it's a matter of where you are when you say it. So, if you're home and you're talking about going to get your cake to the bakery, you could say to your family, for instance, até já, eu vou buscar o bolo à pastelaria. So, you're home, you will head the bakery, and while you're still home, you will inform your family that you're going to get the cake. So, vou buscar o bolo. But when you arrive there, in the bakery, you'll say to the shop attendant something like, boa tarde, venho buscar o bolo. So, you're there, you're already there. So, now we change the verb. So, when you are at home, you say, eu vou buscar o bolo à pastelaria. But when you're already at the bakery, you should say, olá, boa tarde, eu venho buscar o bolo. Another example. Let's imagine the teacher at school may ask you something like, could you come to pick up your son earlier tomorrow? So that would be something like, amanhã pode vir buscar o seu filho mais cedo? So remember, you're both at school, you and the teacher. So, amanhã pode vir buscar o seu filho mais cedo? But it only makes sense to say vir if both of you are having this conversation at school. Let's say if you run into the teacher in the supermarket, and if the teacher wants to say the exact same thing, this time the teacher would say something like, amanhã pode ir buscar o seu filho à escola mais cedo? Amanhã pode ir buscar o seu filho à escola mais cedo? So now you're not at school. So it doesn't apply the idea of vir come to where you are. But you're at the supermarket and you're talking about going to school. Okay, so that would be ir para a escola. So this difference between ir and vir, it's just a matter of where you are when you're saying it. So, but on this episode, I also want to tell you about the verb levar, or the structure of future ir levar. So the idea of levar, it's always the idea of take something or someone with you, to carry something with you or to take away. So the verb levar is a very regular AR verb, so it's not exactly a difficult one. But still, let's go through it just to check the pronunciation and the endings. Levar. Eu levo. Tu levas. Você leva. Ele leva. Ela leva. Nós levamos. Vocês levam. Eles levam. Elas levam. And then, just like we can do with any other verb in the Portuguese language, if you want to express the idea of levar in the future, you just need to put it along the verb ir in the present, just like we did for the verb buscar. But this time, levar is just a normal verb. You can use it in the present tense, you can use it in the future, as you want. So if you prefer to say, I'm going to take, or I will take, you just have to add the verb ir to it, just like you do with any other verb. So let's think about some examples. If you want to say, I'm going to take my children to school, you can use the present tense, levo, or if you prefer to really express the idea of a future with a future structure, you can also say, vou levar. Eu vou levar os meus filhos à escola. Eu vou levar os meus filhos à escola. Eu vou levar os meus filhos à escola. Or that other example we did before, but this time they're going to take their friends to the airport, not to pick them up, but to take them. Eles vão levar os amigos ao aeroporto. Eles vão levar os amigos ao aeroporto. Eles vão levar os amigos ao aeroporto. Or now let's imagine that we're again at the bakery, but this time we want to say he's going to take the cake home with him, of course. Ele vai levar o bolo para casa. Ele vai levar o bolo para casa. Ele vai levar o bolo para casa. Another context where we normally use this idea of levar, along with the preposition para levar, is when we are at a takeaway restaurant. And if we want to say, it's to take away, we can say in Portuguese, é para levar. É para levar. É para levar. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and you can use now these verbs buscar and levar. And if you love this episode, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I want to thank to my dear patrons, because this podcast wouldn't be possible without them. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Kibrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pran Udiana, Anne Grandich, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Mikkel Plaktuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splectus, Kim Noble, Tanja McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Beditsk, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rains, John McVeigt, David Kirkham, Zarmig, Andy Effort, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalgh, and Jim Chang. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Tchau! Até para a semana.